Kof Dalet Adar, Sunday the 11th of March, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Halibard. The Broch on Matzahs. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by families Luckner and Schreiber, Lichvod Simchas and Nesuim of Gabi Luckner and Racheli Schreiber, which will take place in Mitzvah Shem on Thursday, Kof Hei Adar.
We know that they are different in Hagim on the Broch on Matzahs during the year, between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim are neg, that on matzahs the whole year, we make hamoitzi. And even if you only eat a small amount of matzah, we still make hamoitzi on it. Makbid be moitzi l'yadayim. And we also use it for lechem mishnah. That means we're regarding it as pas. Ashkenazim, we know that the Sfardim are not neg like that. On Pesach, they are neg to make hamoitzi. But during the rest of the year, they make Bo'emin and Mezonos. What's going on? What is the Machlokes? Is it just a different culture? The Sfardim, because of their culture, are like Mezonos, and Ashkenazim, a different way in which we eat matzah, so to speak, that's the reason. Or is it a more halachic discussion? That the Sfardim are knowing like this because of halacha, and the Ashkenazim are knowing because of a different, they hold a different sad, and therefore they pass on differently. So I wanted to give an akdoma, basically the halachos of Pasa Baba Kisnim, which is the Makabi's halachos. And after that, maybe a bit of the history of matzah baking, how it was made original time of the Gemara, and how it's made nowadays, which is also very nagea to this. And then we'll come to the practical question of we started with, of what is the Baba Matzah. So Pasa Baba Kisnim. So the Gemara says that Pasa Baba Kisnim, the bocha afterwards, is ala michyo. It's not birchas amozo. And the Gemara, after that, brings a story that there was somebody who ate lots of it. Lots and lots of Pasa Baba Kisnim. And Nachman said to him, Ede Kafna. Rashi explains he was eating it because he was very hungry. The amount which he ate. The amount that he ate showed that he was eating it not stam as an agav, something which is small, a small snack. But rather he was eating as a suda. And therefore, the Gemara's mavur there that you have to make on it hamaitzi and birchas hamazon. It's not bringing mezonos anymore. Pasa Baba Kisnim, in other words, depends how you're eating it. If you're eating it, but often when it's not kvar, then the bochon is mezonos. If you're eating it, but often when it's kvar, then it's hamaitzi and birchas hamazon. And what is Pasa Baba Kisnim? On that, there's a big machlokes yishenim. Some yishenim hold, and the Mishnah Berurah says that this is roiv apeskim, go with the shita. But kis is loshon kis, it's loshon of a pocket. In other words, it's a bit like a sort of a homantashen sort of thing, where they inside the dough, they would have something with some sumsumim or some other sort of egoizim, some sort of nuts or sweet things which are put inside the dough as a pocket inside the dough. And that would be, so the Shainim say, that was shows you clearly that it was not something which was eaten for a kavir, not something you make bread, it's not something which is eaten as a suda, something that's eaten as a snack. And therefore, that's the Pasa Baba Kisnim. That's one Peshat in the Shainim. The second Peshat is the Pshat of the Rambam, which is the smach which we all say machon, the Rambam, for what we make called mezonos bread and all these things, based on the Rambam. But the Rambam says that it's Isa, which is Nilish, the Shemen, the Dvash. In other words, it's something that in the dough was made sweet. The sweet dough is something that's not something that's made for Kaviyah Suda. Kaviyah Suda is something that's Lechem Umayim, what you want to make for Sevier. Something that's made sweet. It's already shown that it's a mesikus. It's already shown that it's not done for something which is for a meal. That's the second shitta. And the third shitta, which is the one which is most against the matzahs, is the shitta of the Oruch, where he brings down the shame of Haigon, that the kisnin is a loshen of, he brings it from a posuk in Yeshua, from the Yevonim, that they, also it says in there, something about the bread which was yovesh, which is dry bread. And the Talgum is metalgamit, that it's kisnin. So he says, and here we see that kisnin is something that's dry. Something that's been, normally it means it's thin, bederklam, something that's thin, and therefore what happens is it becomes dry and like a sort of a cracker sort of thing. And that's the reason why in crackers and pretzels, all these things we're making bovin and mezonos, is because of that shitta of the Rishonim, because it's something that's hard. There's a question which seems to be a machlekes between the Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the Beis Meir. And the question goes like this. All these Rishonim, are they all maskim to each other? Is all these three shittas, they're all different examples. One is holding this, one is holding that, one is holding that. But lamaisa halacha lamaisa, we're holding all three. They're all are bechlal pasul b'kisnim. They're all equal. Or says Reb Akiva, that's what the Beis Meir seems to learn. And Reb Akiva Eiger doesn't deny that. Reb Akiva Eiger says that the pshat is that it's a sofek. We don't know what is pasul b'kisnim which the Gemara was talking about. Was the Gemara talking about pasul b'kisnim like this rishon? That it means that it was a pocket? Or do we learn that it means like the Haigon, that it means it was hard? We don't know. So because we don't know, therefore we're making Mazenas and Alamichya on all three. Because we don't know. And that's the klal. If you don't know what the bracha is, it's a sofek. The klal is you make, it's a sofek halacha, not a sofek, we don't know nowadays. Something that's in the poskim, that they are ready masupuk, what the pshat is. So then, the klal is we make Mazenas and Alamichya. So maybe that's the pshat. That's how Reb Akiva Eiger learns. And the Shadua says that there's a big nafkemina between the Beis Meir and Reb Akiva Eiger. What's the big nafkemina? He says, what happens if you're in the middle of a meal already, and comes a pasul baba kisnin, comes a mazonos, something like a biscuit or a cake at the end of the suda. What's the din? Do you have to make a mazonos on that? Now, he says, the Shabbos comes down from the Magen Avraham, that if you're eating in the middle of a suda, something that's like a piece of bizzly or something like that, which is for sure not even pasul baba kisnin, something even lower than that. A mazonos. He says, if you're eating it because you're full up already, you're eating it just as a tainug for afters, then for sure the bracha is, you have to make a bracha on it. Bo minim mazonos. That's what the Magen Avraham says. This comes in the Mishnah Brura with the big lomdus. He says, but if we've got a tzad that maybe it's bread, then for sure you can't make a bracha on it. Because it's already patterned with the hamoitzi that you made originally. So says the Mishnah Brura, that somebody who gets cake, let's say, for an afters, should he make a bracha on it? Maybe not. Why? Because maybe the halacha is not like the Rambam, who says that something that's nilush, the yayin, the shema, and the dvash, is mezonos. Maybe the halacha is like Rav Haigon, who he says that it means kochen yavashin, it means these dry crackers sort of thing. Maybe that's pasul b'kisnin. So in which case, this pasgomo, this is proper bread, and in which case, you won't be able to make a hamaitzi. So the Mishnah Brura ends up there, it's quite clear over there, that he learns like Reb Akiva Eiger. That's what comes out over there. And then he points it out himself. Levi the Beis Meir, but he says that all the Rishonim are masking to each other. They're just three different examples. So then, for sure, on the cake, you would not make a bracha. Sorry. You for sure would make a bracha. Why? Because it's pasul b'kisnin. And the Rishonim are masking to each other. He said this example. But everybody's masking to each other. So therefore, cake is a good example of pasul b'kisnin. If you would have asked Rav Haigon, what do you say about cake? He would say, that's pasul b'kisnin, according to the Beis Meir. So therefore, for sure, you should make a bracha on it, but I mean the mezonos. But according to Reb Akiva Eiger, who learns it's a machlekes between all the shittas, So then Rav Haigon might tell you, no, I hold that cake is really bread. I only mask into the crackers. But something that's cake, I hold that maybe that's bread, which is you can't make a bracha. So the Mishnah Brura ends up with them, bi'alocha, you shouldn't make a bracha. All these three things, unless it's all three together. If it's all three together, you get something that's also hard. And also, you'd have a mula, all these three things together, if there is such a thing. If there is such a thing, you can have these cigarettes or two things with a filling, which may be bechlal that. If it was baked like that. If it was baked before, then you might be have it all three together, and in which case, for sure, you have to make a bracha in the middle of the suda on these things. So, there's a sefer called Te'emet Bracha. And in this sefer, he clears a chakira. He says, what would happen if you would have something that's a cake? In other words, it looks like a cake, let's say. It's something that's eaten, not bikrius. That the dough is made exactly like bread. It's made just flour and water. There's none of these three dough pasul b'kisnin. Not this rishon, not that rishon, not the other rishon. Nothing. None of the rishonim. But it's not eaten bekvias. It's something that we know nowadays. This is something that people don't eat in the soup. What's the bloch on this thing? What's the oimek hachakura? What's the tiefkeit? What's the shaila here? The shaila is, do we say that the takonah tachomim was according to their times, and Chazal Masakan, these three things are possible by kisnin? That is possible by kisnin. That was the takonah. In which case, we can't add new things. That's what they were masakan, and that's it. Everything else is bechal pas. Or do we say, no, Chazal just made a general sort of thing that things you're not kaveh suda on. They gave an example which was negeh to their door. This example of each rishon, how we learned. But nowadays, you've got other things. Maybe it's also bechal pas of bekisnin. L'chua, I don't understand why you can declare such a chakira. I mean, in the place in which we've got, we just explained that according to B'kiva Eger, this whole question doesn't start bechal. B'kiva Eger just explained to us that each rishon argues on each other rishon. We're not going to say that the rishon is arguing on metzias on the other rishon. About the if a haigdom was made that on the crackers people are not kaveh suda, then the other rishonim also mask him to that metzias. That's the chur poshet. Huadin, if the Rambam is made that a cake people are not kaveh suda on, the haigdom also mask him to that. And after we came, Rekiva Eger is telling us that no, it has to be, it's a sofok. In other words, if haigdom would say that on cake you have to wash. We see quite clearly from Rekiva Eger, Dvon Meforoshim, that it's only these three. These three things are Chazal Kaveh. Even if you've got other things, which people are not Kaveh on, for example, the cake, the Lefiyah of Haigon, or the crackers, the Lefiyah of Rambam, that won't help you. It has to be the what Chazal Kaveh. But Lechua, if you want to be Mustafik a Shaila, if you want to have a Shaila, we can have a Shaila the opposite way. The Shaila is like this. What would happen if we had something that, according to the Gedolim of Chazal, is possible by kisnin? One of these three, let's say. But the minhag has changed. In the time of Chazal, people were not kaveh suda on these things. And nowadays, people are now kaveh suda. We've got a sofek. Do we say that Chazal or Masakan is mezainas? Lo'ilam void. That's it. Doesn't matter what we do now. That's the boch on it. Or do we say, no, when were Chazal and Masakan is mezainas? Zobos a timer. Again, that they said these three, and they were moitzi them from the general rule that we know of pas, and they made this pas habor bekisnim. But that's only if it's eaten as if it's eaten pas habor bekisnim. And the, one of the rights for this is that it's not so seen in the Gemara itself that if a person eats it, but a lot of it because he's hungry, then for sure the bracha is hamoitzi and bichas hamozim. So we can understand that even though Chazal gave us a klal, and they said, let's say a cracker is something that people are not chaveh suda on, that's something that is eaten as a snack, so that's mezainus. But if the matzias has changed, and people start eating it for chaveh suda, they start eating it as a meal, maybe the Chazal won't apply the possible bekisnin. Maybe we'll say that it's not possible bekisnin anymore. The possible bekisnin, maybe it's got two tanoim in it. It has to be that also it's one of these three. Chazal said it's one of these three things which are not eaten for Kavir's time of Chazal. But also it has to remain like that. But if it changes, if people start being Kavir Suda on these Pasal Bekisnins, maybe not. Maybe we'll say everything's changed. Now that's not called Pasal Bekisnin anymore. Maybe that's Pas. That is the central question towards the Bocha Matzah nowadays. Mishnah Berurah is Mufurish in three Be'alochas. I'm not going to go into it now. You have to look over there in the Pasal Bekisnin, Mufurish, that if the Metzias changes and people would be Kaveh Suda on it, the Bracha would become Hamoitzi and Birchas Hamozim. It has to remain that people are not Kaveh Suda on it. You have a look over there in Mishnah Berurah and Tzumtzumim, and the Mishnah Berurah afterwards about when he quotes the Tazen Lamogen Avon, about the Pashtida. It's Mufurish in the Mishnah Berurah twice or three times. That it has to remain as possible of a kisnin. Now let's get to matzah baking. In the olden days, in the time of the Gemara, matzah seemed to be quite fairly thick. It could be thick. They were allowed to be thick. The Gemara talks in Psochim that sometimes you're not sure what's matzah and what's chometz for the most part. The Gemara declares, what happens if you find something on Pesach and you're not sure what it is? Is it matzah or is it chometz? Chaticha, it's talking about a piece of bread. And you're not sure, is it bread or is it matzah? The Chura, it's much more in the Gemara that the matzahs used to be rather thicker than we make nowadays. The Gemara tells us that nowadays, we're noyeg, everybody's noyeg to make only the thin matzahs, and we're not mishana, everybody has to make thin matzahs. Why? Somebody will explain to me, I think he's right, that originally, matzahs were much more private. Individual people used to be baking. It wasn't so industrialized like it is nowadays. Or even in the time of the Ramah, where the city would bake together, the whole city. So there came a chashash that because it was being done on a big scale, with lots and lots of matzahs being made, there was a chashash that maybe they didn't leave it in the oven, they wouldn't leave it in the oven long enough. And if they take it out before too long, and it's a thick matzah, it's going to become chometz bevadai, because inside it's not cooked. So therefore, they made it a kon of the deiros. And they said that they said you have to make matzahs thin. Why? Because matzahs which are thin don't take very long to cook. There's no big worry that maybe inside the matzah is not cooked. So the poskim can talk about the broch on the matzah. The first person to talk about the brocha was the Shiur Knesset Gdola. He says that matzahs are during the year, matzahs after Pesach are hametz lechem min oetz. Why? Because they're not so hard. The other person who come afterwards don't know what he means. Not so hard. They're very hard. So it seems that the Shiur Knesset Gdola's matzahs were rather thicker than our matzahs, and therefore his matzahs were not so hard. And that's why he was telling us, that's why he was passing the brachas hametzi, because it's not so hard. In other words, it's not the cloud, the kofen yevashim, which Rav Haigon says, the cracker, which Rav Haigon says is passable by kisnim. Because his matzahs were rather softer. So that doesn't work for us nowadays, given that our matzahs are very hard. So we go on. And there's a sefer called the Beis Dovid, which everyone quotes, apparently a very early achron. And the Beis Dovid says, matzahs are hard. But he says, a svar. And basically it's a svar that we said before, on this chakira. He says, that when do we say, he quotes the Beis Yosef, that what's the whole thing of Passover B'Kisnin? The whole vort, he says, is that you're making Passover B'Kisnin not for kvius. You're making it as an ally. You're making it the mesikus. That's the vort of Passover B'Kisnin. But if you make it as a pass, you make it as a lechem gomo, that would be the minute. Abadah should be almighty, a bechasam mazim. So he says, he's talking about matzahs on Pesach. This is another important nekuda, that in the olden days, Abadah, they didn't bake matzahs the whole year. There were only matzahs that were baked for Pesach and left over after Pesach and maybe before Pesach. But there was no shaila of matzahs during the year. That's a nusha. So he's talking about that, matzahs which were left over after Pesach. So he says, on Pesach itself, Avada is Hamaiti and Birchas Hamazon. And he's very much, makes it very much machzik his svar, he very much holds of it. He says that the Passover of a kisnin only is if it's something which is made for an ally, for a snack, for something that's made for kviyas, like matzah, but on Pesach, where you're making it for to eat on Pesach, as the suit is Pesach, for sure, the bracha has to be Hamaiti and Birchas Hamazon. And what about the matzahs which are after Pesach? Matzahs which are left over after Pesach, before then it should come back to being a snack. And then you should make on it mezainis nala michel. Says the Beis Dovid, a svar. He says, if already it started off, and the reason why it was made was for matzah on Pesach, and the matzah on Pesach, we already said, is amitzim b'chas amozim, I'm not going to say after Pesach suddenly becomes mezainis. That's what the Beis Dovid says, to miyashev, why matzahs after Pesach are still hamitzim. That will not explain and not answer our matzahs nowadays, obviously. Because our matzahs nowadays are matzahs chometz, which are baked the whole year, and for sure are not left over after Pesach. So therefore, we need another explanation as to why our matzahs nowadays should be still hametz in Birchas Hamazon. Comes the Chidor, who's from the early Sfadim, big Poisek, and he argues on the basis that he starts off, he says, Yesh litzchois divrei ha-Beis Dovid. He's not masking necessarily with the svar, that because on Pesach it's a mighty, therefore the whole year. Okay. Seems like a machlekes in svar. On Pesach, enoch anami, maybe is Maida, maybe it's Amotzi and Bechas Amazon. But after Pesach, it goes back maybe to be Mezonos. Who says that it's Ikva and it continues like that? So we have a machlekes between the Beis David and the Chidor as to whether we say the Svara of Nisha after Pesach. The Chidor brings and is made that the Svardim are known to make a matzah before Pesach and after Pesach by the Mezonos. See, it's kolo that it includes that in his when he comes to argue with the Beis David. He says in the minute is amongst the Svardim that we make Mezonos before Pesach and after Pesach. So interesting. He's assuming it's hard. Right. So, good. So the chura, he was saying one of the two. Either he had hard matzahs, could be. I don't know all the svardim of Tzibim and what the chidor's matzahs were. Or he held that the matzahs of the which you call rakas, he also held were hard, like it seems to show like Nesek Dola held. They're also regarded as not bread. It's also something which is hard, and therefore it's going into the klal of a b'haygon. On being the koch innovation. So now we come on to the matzahs which we bake nowadays, or the whole year. Matzahs chometz. So, lechura, all these svaras we've said so far, lechura shouldn't apply. Lechura. The svara that it's not so hard, it is hard. The svara that it's kept from Pesach to after Pesach, also not. So why are we making a mitzvah because a Muslim on these matzahs? Says one sefer, I'll mention his name, that the thought is akshave. From the fact that the Torah was makshiv these matzahs on Pesach, Chakoponim, the Torah was makshiv these matzahs as bread, is the mela also is we makshiv it for the whole year. We makshiv it. The Torah gave it a chashivus, and therefore it's a mitzvah b'chus hamazon. The Sitz Eliezer times very strongly, you can't say such a mahalach. But the Torah is never makshiv it b'chlal. In our Torah, like we said before, we can have matzahs until a tefach wide. There's absolutely no chiyuv on Pesach to have these thin matzahs, which are crackers, sort of. It's basically we're eating on Pesach crackers. There's absolutely no chiyuv from the Torah to eat such a thing. Very difficult to say a svar the Torah was machshiv something when there's no chiyuv in the Torah bechlal. We know that the lechem aponim is matzah, and it was a tefach. So matzah is not a stira. Matzah just means that it's bait, that it wasn't left to rise. But it doesn't no requirement whatsoever in the Torah to have a cracker. We know it to have a cracker because we don't have tchomets. But it's not something that the Torah is mechayev. To say the svar of akshave comes very difficult. So the chura we have to say new svar. The Sitz Eliezer brings down the svar that nowadays we are kaveya suda on matzahs. Chometz also. When do we have the matzahs chometz? In the Suda. We have it maybe on Shabbos, we have it in the Chamishnah, we have it then. We only know it to have it during the Suda. So therefore, right, so we say the Svara, which the Yad David said. He said on Pesach, we say that these matzahs are really bread, because that's made for that. So we'll say his same svar. We're going to say the same svar as the Yad David for during the year also. Because when do we eat these matzahs? On the Suda. So we're eating it as pas. So the same svar as the Yad David says on Pesach, we can use for these matzahs of the whole year round. So 1 minute. So why did the Svardim not do that? Why did the Svardim of Orchim Mezainas not a Michya? So the Chura of the Territory is that the Svardim are not known to have it as a Suda. The Svardim have it as a snack. Svardim eat matzahs. I asked somebody who's a chaver of mine, and he told me that yes, the mother might give to their child to go to school with a bit of matzah, make mezonos on it in the break, and mezonos on the michya, doesn't want to wash, would have it as a snack. So the matzahs by the Svardim actually are not eaten necessarily by the Kaviyah Suda, but rather they're eaten as a snack. So therefore we keep with the original klal that is mezonos on the michya. But in which case, it's a bit of a funny thing. So how did that start then? We're just saying that basically it just depends on what you're noeg to do. So why is it that the Ashkenazim were noeg only to have the matzahs during the Suda, and therefore they're busy being mevorech on it, hamoitzim b'chasam ozim. And the Svardim were noeg to have it as a snack and make on it I think the answer is very poshut. The answer is, you have to remember the history of the matzahs, like we were saying before. Originally, there was no matzahs during the whole year. The matzahs were on Pesach. And there were things that were left over after Pesach. And on that, there was a long lashon machlokes between the Sfardim and Ashkenazi, Poskei Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Do we say this svara that matzahs that were left over after Pesach are keep the original din which they had on Pesach? The Beis David paskind that because on Pesach they were hamotzia and birchas hamazon, that din remains with them the whole year. The whole year they still have this din of hamotzia and birchas hamazon, and therefore in the time of the Beis David, when they asked the Beis David, what should I do on these matzahs? What bracha should I make? The Beis David says the hamotzia birchas hamazon. The Sfardim. They had the Chidah. The Chidah was made. But the Sfardim were known to eat the matzah before and after Pesach with the Mazonos. But they don't say the Svar, but it's Nisha. Ashtal. Why is it that somebody would have matzah as a snack if he has to wash for it? He wouldn't. Why is this mother giving his child a piece of matzah to have in a break? Because he doesn't have to wash. So therefore he came out like this. The Ashkenazim, there was no reason for them to have matzahs as a snack. Matzah is not eaten as a snack, because you have to wash for it. So therefore, they didn't have matzahs as a snack. So he came to the other matzahs which came during the year. Also, it's eaten, hamayti, because it wasn't. It's not some matzahs, not something you have as a snack. Matzah is something you have as a suda. Because there's no reason for the Ashkenazim to have it as a snack. It's got hamayti, you have to wash your hands for it. What do you gain out of it? Mashiach in the Sfardim, that they had the psak of the Chidor. That the matzahs during the whole year, what's left over from Pesach is mazonos, so they were eating matzahs as snacks. So therefore, these other matzahs that came along, these matzahs chometz, they were right to eating as snacks. So therefore, for the Sfardim, it was nisha the bracha of mazonos and alamichyo.
Thank you.